Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Girl Recovering podcast. My name is Kelly, and I am so glad you're joining me today. I am, like with past episodes, filming this on my camera as I'm also recording it on my microphone so that we can have a little bit of video podcast action going on. And if you are watching on the video portion, you can see I'm in a new location. I'm currently house sitting and cat sitting for my sister, so I'm in a new location today, but that's all right. We're going to still get that podcast content up for you today. So today's episode is something that I feel super passionate about, which is basically finding happiness and peace in being alone. I know I did a whole series on this, but this is something that's so important to me because, especially growing up as an adult, there's so many times that you have to be alone or do things independently. And it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not, or you're surrounded by people or not, you could still have a fantastic friend group and a partner and still have to be alone sometimes. So it's something that is so important, I think, for everyone in their 20s and also in adulthood to grasp the concept of. And I've done so much growth when it comes to this topic in the past year. So not only do I have my own series about it on this podcast, if you want to check it out, please do. But I also just wanted to talk about it because, like I said, it's something so relevant and something so important. So first, I'm going to talk a little bit about my journey in being alone and my process through it, and then I'll talk through some of my tips and the ways that I've been able to cope with it and also still grow to this day and getting more and more comfortable with being alone. Let's go a little bit about the backstory. So I would say growing up, I was pretty independent to a degree, I will say, to a degree. But I found myself getting really reliant on my friends in high school, especially. Even though I had my own things going for me, I was working on my brands, I had a part-time job, I still was a little reliant on other people. And my first real kind of like girl power independence move was when I got my license. I was super nervous to get my license, and my driver's license, that is. And I was relying on the guy I was talking to at the time because he was giving me confidence, and I eventually broke that off and decided I was going to get my license and do it completely by myself, and I did, and it was fantastic, and that was kind of my first hint into, hey, you can do everything by yourself. You do not need people to hype you up or support you. You can support yourself. And then shortly after that, I got into a long-term relationship, which I know I talk about all the time, and I would consider myself in the relationship pretty independent, to be honest. I was still doing my own things, and we were doing long distance, and I didn't have much problem with that. And then we got really close, my partner and I, and started doing everything together over the pandemic. And that kind of warped things for me because then I found it really hard to do things by myself. And the biggest curveball for me was in January of last year. I had a decision to make. I could either stay at home during the pandemic because at this point it was January 2021. And nope, it wasn't. It was January 2022. And my school had said online classes only for the first 2 months of the year, so January and February. And I lived with one other person, my best friend, and she was not going to come back to the apartment for those 2 months. However, I wanted to because it was my last semester. I wanted to see all my friends. So I invited my partner at the time to come with me, and he said no. So I could either stay at home and be sad, or I could go and live on my own for 2 months, which was really scary, but I did it. And that, I think, changed the game completely for me because although I was terrified to live alone, even though it was short term, I thrived living alone. It was the best thing that could have happened to me. I got so much more in tune with myself, my hobbies, my interests, what I value. And it was to the point that, and I've shared the story before, but living alone actually sparked something in me. And what I mean by that is I was in a not so great relationship, and I will make a podcast about it. I know I've been asked because it is quite dark. But I was in a not great relationship. Toxic is putting it lightly, to be honest. And I was pretty stuck in it, even though I wanted to leave for months. I just never could pull the trigger. And while I was living alone, I got the courage to break up with my partner. And it's not something that I ever thought I would do, or something that I was even capable of doing. Yet for some reason, being alone just made me feel so much more comfortable with myself and really showed me I don't need anyone to make me happy, because clearly I'm happier here than I would be with anybody else. And that completely changed my perspective on pretty much everything. And then 2022 became the year of doing things by myself. To be fair, for the following months of that breakup, I was surrounded by friends, family, the whole thing for a while. So I had people in my corner, and then my roommate came back a month after the breakup because the classes were going back to in person. So I was surrounded by people, but I started doing more challenges with myself by myself. So I got back to running my errands all by myself, which I used to do, would always feel anxious about doing them. But now, where I stand right now, I genuinely prefer running my errands by myself. I like it better that way. Also, I solo traveled, which I have done a whole podcast episode about. And I just did a lot alone. And now, being 23, I really enjoy being alone and actually value my alone time so much. Especially whenever I get my apartment to myself, I find that I'm happiest and I get the most done. I'm the most productive because I feel the most like myself. So I really value my alone time and I really thoroughly enjoy it. I like to go and run errands and go to museums by myself. I just find it better that way. I don't like to do certain things with other people, and that's something that I've come to realize about myself, which has been great. The self-awareness piece has really just shot up for me. So it's been a huge change, and even though I enjoy being alone and I'm still growing with being okay to be alone, there are still bumps in the road, and you know, there are still times where I'm surrounded by people a lot, or you know, I have been dating at some point this year. There are things that are happening and I'm not alone constantly, but there also is a lot of time for me to still prioritize that. And it is something that is so important for me to prioritize doing things alone at least once a week, usually more. But it's a really important thing for me to reset and feel okay. And going for a walk by myself is my most favorite thing to do, and I don't want anyone to ever come between me and my hot girl walks after work. So I really chose what I value, and it really has changed a lot for me. It's a really big confidence piece for me because I know I can do anything on my own. I know I can be happy on my own. I know I have a certain level of peace when I'm on my own, and I'm not reliant on any other person. So when it comes to friends, and for me especially dating, I'm not nervous about it. I'm very confident in myself because I know if it doesn't work out, it was never meant to work out, A, but also B, I don't need someone else to be okay or to be happy. So that is a huge jump from where I was a year ago when I was too scared to leave a toxic relationship because I didn't want to be alone. So self-growth for sure. And it's very important to be alone and prioritize your alone time. Even if it's scary, it can have huge benefits to you as a person, and honestly can put you years ahead of some of the other people in your life. So trust me on that. But I'll go into some of my tips with it because I know how scary it is. And even though I enjoy being alone, there are hard days. Of course there are. Sometimes we associate being alone with feeling lonely. And sometimes there's that big societal pressure that you cannot be alone or else you're a loser or whatever, which I think is so dumb because if you can be happy alone, you are so powerful. It's actually scary. Some of my friends who just genuinely enjoy being alone, and sometimes they'll prioritize being alone instead of going out with the group of friends, I don't know. I just see them so highly. Like, I think they're the coolest. Like, they have all the power because they could just do that and not give in. So that's my two cents on it. But going into some of my tips with dealing with being alone or how to feel better being alone. So the first one, and listen to it fully because you may think it's the complete opposite of what I've been preaching this entire episode. But always making plans for yourself. This does not mean always hanging out with other people. It could if you want, but always making plans for yourself, meaning you have a plan for the day. Or, you know, you're going to run errands that day. You're taking yourself on dates. Because for me personally, when I'm alone and I have no plan for myself, that's when the depression kind of creeps in. So for me, the weekends I am alone in my apartment or I'm by myself in general, I always have some kind of a plan for myself. I set a schedule for the day. I have a list of things I want to do. And even if I have nothing to do that day, I will choose an activity to do, whether it's go for a walk, do a workout, go to a museum, check out a new area of the city. There's so many different things that you can do. Just have a plan for yourself, or else that's when things can take a step back and not be as productive as you want them to be. Or for me, it's the depression creeps in when I just don't have a plan and I'm just by myself and overthink. So I always have some type of a plan for myself. It doesn't have to be a strict schedule, just having a general idea of what you're going to get up to in your alone time. Number two, getting outside at least once a day. So when I lived alone, and even when I wasn't living alone, and even now I don't technically live alone, even though I spent a lot of time alone, I still really enjoy getting outside at least once a day. Because if you don't, at least for me, similar to the last point, you get really trapped inside your own mind. And when you are so trapped in your environment, thoughts can spiral, depression, anxiety can creep in, and we just don't want that. So if you ever find that you're just stuck inside all day, you're in your room all day, whether you're in a house with other people or not, it's so important to get outside at least once a day, get some fresh air, go for a walk, even if it's just a walk around the block. That's totally fine. But just getting out of your environment and just getting some fresh air, being outside and being outside of that environment can be so good, and I found really helped me. And I didn't used to be someone who would go on walks for fun, and now it's my favorite activity and I have to do it. I swear by my hot girl walks, swear by them. The next one is cherish your hobbies and your routine. So for me, I like to be busy, but sometimes I get really busy and I don't really focus on my hobbies. Because when you are alone, completely alone, let's say if you're living with people that are out of the house or you're living alone, it's a lot of time to spend by yourself, right? And you have to do things that you find entertaining. And for me, when I was alone, I reconnected with my hobbies, but it was scary at first because I thought to myself, well, I don't know what to do with myself. I have no idea what to do. So try new hobbies and cherish them and take time for yourself for them, because hobbies are so important. You need to have hobbies to be sane. You cannot always focus on school or work. You need to have other things in your life because they make up who you are. Similarly to a routine, it's important to cherish your routines as well, because when you're in your routines, it feels normal. You don't get stuck in that depression loop or an anxiety loop because you know you have to do this, this, and this. This is your routine. It feels natural. It feels normal. You feel more energized because it's part of the routine, and there's less time to be upset or feel lonely when you are alone. Next is prioritize your feelings. The nice thing about having time alone or prioritizing time alone is it's a time to really think about how you're feeling. I personally am someone who likes to be pressured to go out. I love going out with friends. If I get an invite, I will be there. But the older I get, the more I realize the people you're around is so important to your mental well-being. And there have been times when I go out and I'm just not feeling it, even though I really want to go out and I really want to hang out and have fun. If you're not feeling it, it's not going to turn into a fun night. So sometimes you just have to prioritize how you're feeling and back out. And the reason I'm saying that in this specific episode is because it goes along with being alone. Because you may feel peer pressure to do things because you don't want to be lonely. But at the same time, if it's going to put you in a worse mental state, why would you do it? So don't worry about what others think of you. Prioritize how you're feeling, because that gives you so much power, especially when it comes to managing your feelings. It's a huge one that I've had to learn, and it's a hard thing to learn, but it becomes so important and gives that power back to yourself and that love back to yourself. The next one is always checking in with friends and family. When you spend a lot of time alone, there is a certain level of isolation that can come with that, and we have to guard our mental well-being as well, because sometimes we isolate ourselves too much and we can get a little too stuck in our own heads. and sometimes you might not realize you're spiraling. While I preach alone time and it's so important, the theme throughout all these tips that I'm giving you is that there is a certain level of mental health impact. And what I mean by that is loneliness and depression can creep in unexpectedly. And it's something that you do have to be prepared for. So for me, one of the best ways that I do is I check in with my friends and family pretty frequently. I usually FaceTime someone in my family at least once a day or at least once every other day. And I FaceTime friends, I text friends. I'm not saying I have to be around people all the time, but it's important for me to know that there are people supporting me and that I'm not lonely, because sometimes when you're just alone and you don't feel supported, it does feel lonely. So for me, when I choose to be alone, but I know there's people supporting me and that there's people there for me, that really helps to not feel lonely and to know that I'm spending my time correctly, I'm being an adult about this, and I'm not backtracking my mental health, because those two, being alone and lonely, can be intertwined sometimes. You don't want them to be. So, very important note. And that leads me to my final tip, which is do not isolate. I've talked about it a little bit, but what I mean by isolate is you stay inside all the time, you stay up in your little zone, you don't talk to anyone. That is when it gets bad. For me personally, I find that when I'm alone for too long, not talking to anyone, and I'm focusing too much on things, I get really depressed and I feel really lonely because I forget that there's people out there in the world. I forget that I have friends and family and supporters, but you do. And it's so important to ground yourself and realize that you do. Just because you're alone, whether by choice or not, does not mean that you're lonely. And the way to realize it is to not isolate yourself. Even if you have to go run errands or do stuff by yourself, there are also things you could do with other people. You could volunteer, you know, work and school, obviously you're around people, but there are ways not to isolate. And you have to remind yourself to not do this, because this is where it could really impact your mental health for the worse, which is not what we want. So take those all with a grain of salt, but those are the tips that I've used to not feel lonely while being alone. It is a hard thing to do. I'll be honest, I'm 23, I'm still learning how to do it myself, but it is a hard thing to do. The payoffs are great, and I'm still learning myself. You know, it's all about the journey, progress over perfection, so I'm learning myself, but I hope that these tips helped you if you are in a position where you are feeling lonely about being alone, or you want to spend more alone time, but you're scared to do it. It is definitely worth it. It is a process, but it's not as scary as you may think it is in your head. So with that, I hope that helped. I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to chat with me, feel free to follow me or message me on TikTok and Instagram at The Girl Covering. And with that, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take care.